Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we praise you and we glorify you. We thank you, Father, for being who you are, the creator and king of the universe, Lord, the all-powerful, almighty, all-knowing God. And yet, Lord, to love us to the degree that you would send your only begotten Son, and that he would be willing to take the form of a man, to go so low, and to die on the cross for our sins, Father. We're so grateful. We're so thankful for that, Lord. And for that blood sacrifice that was horrific, and yet the only thing, Father, that it could atone for our sins. We're so thankful, Father, for the examples that you've given us all throughout Scripture, that it points entirely to Jesus Christ. And we pray that you would help us to take that lesson well, and that all of the things that we learn from your holy word, Lord, would be written on the tablets of our hearts. Lord, not just words that we read and then go our way and forget what they say, Lord, but they would be so impressionable upon us, Father, that we would think about them as we're coming and we're going, when we're talking with our families and friends, when we're at work, Lord, that it would become a continued permeating reality, Father, of our lives, that we live and walk in your presence every single day because of that sacrifice, and so we should take it just as seriously as it is, Father. And yet, Father, we come before you with joy and gladness and thanksgiving because we've been redeemed. We've been set free, Father, and because we have freedom to live and move and enjoy our lives in you, Lord. And for that, we're thankful, and we pray that our songs this morning would be sung from hearts of gladness and thanksgiving, Father, as we praise your holy name and exalt you and lift you up. We pray that you'd be pleased with what you hear and see here today, Father, that it would be like the fragrant aromas, Lord, of the sacrifices of old, pleasing in your nostrils, Lord, as the word says. We pray that our worship would look like that too, would feel like that, would be that blessing to you as well, Lord. So we ask that you would be with us today. We pray, Father, that your will would be accomplished in this place and in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let's stand together.
Yeah. without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
Praise the Father.
Have our ushers come on up. Lord, thank you so much for this day again, and we pray, Lord God, that you would be with us as we offer up our tithes and offerings to you, Lord, that you would put it on our hearts exactly what it is that you want us to give, Father, and that's the only thing that we would ever give, Lord, whether it's of our money or whether it's of our time or any other thing, Father, that we would only live this life and offer sacrifices to you expressly as your Spirit intercedes with our spirit and leads us to do, Father. Again, for the relationship that we have with you through your Son, we are so thankful this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I
Christ in me. Sing with us. Lord, I need you. And Lord, I need you.
Sacrifice.